I can't decide. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. People who are naturally averse to making decisions but motivated for closure tend to sidestep the process. Dr. Ashley Otto, assistant professor of marketing, gives insight on who they are and how to resolve their aversion.
So what we've found out is that people who are naturally averse to decisions are people who are high in what we call a need for cognitive closure. So these are people who hate openness, hate ambiguity and uncertainty. They want firm answers and they're decisive. And so what we've discovered is that people engage in what we call decision sidestepping.
Otto's research says that this behavior is revealed by choosing the status quo, the default option, or repeating past decisions to streamline the decision-making process.
They don't want to spend time grappling over the process and trying to sift through things and find the best solution. They're looking for something quick, but also credible.
When it comes to consumer decisions, noisy environments, crowds, and time pressure prompt a need for decision-making help.
If we know the context that the consumer's shopping in, we can start to figure out how aversive it is and then how to help facilitate these kind of sidestepping options to simplify that decision. Maybe it's an expert recommendation. Maybe it's reminding them of something they bought in the past. Maybe it's telling them what the majority of consumers are doing. So from a marketing perspective, having this knowledge of the context that your consumers are shopping in, they're making decisions in, is particularly useful in that it allows you to tailor how you help facilitate that decision process for that consumer.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.